on. We have to do 22. We did 22. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to move in the closed session first. What is the pleasure of the committee? Do you want 5 minutes before we get in? Okay, we're going to take a five-minute break, and then when we come back, we're going into... Oh, that's probably a good idea. Can we do that? Take a vote to go into closed session now, and then when we come back, we'll be right into closed session. Good idea. That's why we keep you around here. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I'm going to move that we go into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin statutes, section 19.85, paren 1, paren G, for the purpose of our committee receiving oral or written advice from our legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to the pending and possible litigation with regard to the following matters, and there's three. From the Corporation Counsel, submitting a status report on a litigation by the Deputy Sheriff's Association and other related to layoffs within the office of the sheriff. From our Corporation Counsel, also submitting a status report on District Council 48 versus Milwaukee County relating to the former income maintenance employees. And then, Mr. Chairman, if I can be so bold, I'm going to ask that we also go into closed session under sections 19.85, paren 1, paren C, paren G, the purpose of discussing the deliberation, negotiation, or renegotiation of collective bargaining agreements. At the conclusion of our closed session, our committee can reconvene in open session to take whatever actions we may deem necessary for on aforesaid matter.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. If I could ask Mr. Grady from the Corporation Counsel's office, are these proper subjects for closed session deliberations, and is the Corporation Counsel's office conflicted from providing representation to the board on any of these matters?
Mr. Chairman, I believe they are appropriate subjects for closed session. The first two matters are actual pieces of litigation where we want to discuss with you, you know, number one, just the status, but also, you know, going forward, what direction to take. And the third matter is not mine, it's Mr. Bowes, but it is collective bargaining is a standard closed session item. With respect to the conflict of interest question, our office was found to be in a conflict of interest with the sheriff's office. With respect to the lawsuit started against the sheriff, our office has been removed by the court from that case, and so I don't believe we have a conflict of interest with anyone anymore.
Well, I'm not sure. Mr. Grady, could you answer a question? If you've been removed from the case, does that prevent you from providing advice to the county board on the litigation?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, the litigation that's noticed for closed session is a different piece of litigation. This is the litigation brought by the Deputy Sheriff's Association against Milwaukee County with respect to layoffs. It's a different.
So
I would not be intending to discuss the other litigation.
So the answer to the original question, you're not conflicted from providing advice on any of the matters agenda for closed session?
Yes, that's correct. And that's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, before we take a vote, I wanted to let you know that Judiciary took both these items up and took no action on either, on 22 and 23.
Thank you very much. Please call the roll on the closed session.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Wait for the party.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion to go into closed session is approved.